It is the final Friday of June 2013. With me on the phone is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the entire KUAF listening area. Has this been a good June for you so far?
Well, it has been, and I was feeling pretty well this morning until you said it's the final Friday of June. I mean, the month, this year's half over already?
A little bit more than half over now, yes.
Okay.
Fiscal years are ending this weekend.
Yes.
Yes. Ugh. Many of them. A sort of close to, but perhaps not quite, deal done between Arkansas Best Freight and the Teamsters?
Yes, and I think it's somewhat symbolic of the union and the ABF issue. But the ABF Freight System, they're roughly 7,500 members, who are 7,500 employees who are union members, primarily drivers. Approved the basics of a five-year wage agreement, a collective bargaining agreement, last night. And now there are some few what they call local area supplemental agreements that were rejected. So the contract will not be put in place until all of those are agreed to. And there were 27 of those type of agreements. 21 were approved. Now Arkansas Best officials, which is the parent company of ABF, Arkansas Best officials are saying that those were essentially not significant agreements, and they don't expect any hang-ups with that. But this is a critical vote. I hope folks just don't think we're making too much out of a union vote, but you know, Arkansas Best has struggled mightily just to make money in the last several years. In fact, they've only been able to string, or they have been unable to string together two consecutive years of income gains since 2008. So they have, it's been tough, and most analysts say the biggest reason for that is they're at a wage disadvantage with the other carriers. You know, the other carriers were given, like their primary competitor, YRC, was given a wage concession by the union, and then the non-union carriers have wage advantages. So we have an analyst saying that this could, if there's even anywhere from a 6 to 8% wage reduction, it could help Arkansas Best bottom line by $2 or even $3 per share on an annual basis. So, and the wage reduction calls for 7% up front, but then that slowly recovered through 2017. But good news for anyone who has Arkansas Best stock, that vote was good news.
Whirlpool submitted a report this week to the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. And it says basically this plume of TCE is stabilizing. That's what the Whirlpool report says.
Right. And, you know, I got to tell you, we as journalists, we try to stay as open about this as possible. But, and I want to believe the report. I'd love to believe that it's stabilizing and possibly even retracting, shrinking. But, and you know, too, Kyle, you've covered this. This has been a story of Whirlpool saying one thing, and then we find out later that the reality is something else. And so I sincerely hope that Environ has got it nailed, and let's hope also when the Brockovich firm comes in and does their testing that they find something similar. It'd be interesting if ADEQ, it would just be nice to get another independent test, because some of the folks I've talked to that are involved in this, no one is confident that that this is the reality, because, like I said, Whirlpool is on this issue. It's had a history of saying one thing, and then we find out later that something else is the reality.
Another story that we've talked about off and on for some time is the Ben Guerin Aquatic Center, which may someday be reality. I don't know, but there's a new development this week that the Attorney General's office has been asked to look at something that was agreed to just last month.
Right, and this is. Born out of the county, Sebastian County Judge David Hudson, trying to find a way to build the aquatics park, but keep it under budget. You know, this thing almost didn't get built because they told the voters it'd be one amount, and they came back and learned later that amount really wouldn't be enough to build the water park they had promised. And so they worked on a project management way to build it. But Sebastian County Coroner Court member Danny Aldridge suggested that construction manager process may not be legal because it does not use a full open bidding process. So he asked Senator Jake Files of Fort Smith to seek Attorney General's opinion, and that's where we are, and we're waiting for that for any minute. But the issue here with this could be larger than just the aquatics park, because several other Sebastian County facilities have been built with this construction manager process. And, you know, if the HE comes back and says, yeah, this is not, this is really not the way that the Arkansas law requires public bodies to build facilities, then here in Sebastian County, they'll have to figure out how they unwind some things that they've already built that way. So this is, it's an aquatics park issue, but it may, depending on the AG's opinion, that could be a much larger issue.
What is this this style, this construction manager?
Essentially, you're hiring. Let's say I have this big project, and I hire Kyle Kellums, and then Kyle Kellums just goes out and gets the foundation work done. You know, the inside work, the plumbing. You take care of getting everything else done, and we tell Kyle we're going to pay you $20 million. You just go make it happen. So the bidding for the plumbing and the bidding for this and the bidding for the parking lot, the bidding for all these things is, you know, Kyle's the only one that knows about it. Kyle Hint. So theoretically, there's obviously there's room for, you know, maybe Michael Tilley does the plumbing. I say, Kyle, I'll make sure you and your wife get tickets to the Caribbean if I get the job.
Right.
You know, so there's some of that that's possible. Now, that's a worst-case scenario, but advocates of the open bidding process really point to those kind of things as the problem for the construction manager issue.
August 16th is approaching. That's an interesting date in Arkansas because that's when an open carry law takes effect. But in an article that you have on thecitywire.com this week, police agencies are not quite sure what this means.
Right. There is, August 16th, have gun, will travel. But that is Arkansas Carry. They're an open carry advocacy group. And they say that Act 746 implements essentially an open carry law in Arkansas on August 16th. Attorney General Dustin McDaniel he's been asked to work on the issue. Essentially the issue is how do law enforcement, if that's the case, how do law enforcement agencies in Arkansas respond? How do they? If Kyle Kellums is walking down Dixon Street with a gun on his side, and he's not causing any trouble, just walking down, what's the Fayetteville police? How do they respond to that?
All right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers politics, business, culture, and more. He sometimes has this weird alternate universe where I carry a gun and am in charge of a large civic plumbing project, and that's a very scary place to be, I'm telling you.
Yeah, stay away from Kyle, unless you need something built, I guess.
Michael, thank you so much.
All right, have a good weekend.
You too.